Hello, and welcome back to a special episode of Too Many Trailers. I'm Kelsey.
I'm Marianne, and this episode is our
Year in Lost Reviews?
Yeah, it's kind of like, here's all the trailers we should have done and didn't.
Because either the podcast was never formed, or...
What a time.
What a time. Or we just never got to it. Because of scheduling and just how the podcast lay now and...
Like, we can't review every trailer.
As much as we want to...
Could you imagine?
I would lay on the floor, just dying. Yeah, it'd be a lot, but, you know, we put out 20... This will be our 25th episode without, like, our... Not regular episodes, like, total... Be our 24th or 25th, I'm not sure. So in 25 episodes, we've covered a lot
of movie trailers, and even though we only did TV trailers in our one San Diego Comic Con,
there was like 800.
Episode, there were still like 85,000 trailers we covered, so I feel like we were good.
Right. There's a certain show that's coming back in 2019, in which I'll probably see if Game of Thrones is coming back, and
oh my gosh,
to have the
so
Game of Thrones
funny.
Crew to come on and talk about it.
It'll be so funny because I don't watch Game of Thrones, so it'll be fun to see my reactions to the trailer compared to all y'all who
So it'd be interesting. So we have some ideas, don't worry. We'll be bringing you some good stuff next year, but for now, are you going to clink? Okay, clink. Clink our glasses, drink our water.
Literally, I could not be drunk for any of this. There's way too many trailers to talk about. There's just two, I have all my thoughts, like, written down so
all
I can just read
them. All
four
lines of them.
Shh. Sometimes I usually have more than just four lines.
That's true.
Look, some of these are just four lines.
We can edit that out.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. But I could not be drunk for this because there's way too much happening.
This is a lot going on. And, so we literally have 14 trailers that we kind of sorted throughout the year. I think it was from like a list of 25. And it's everything from Bohemian.
And we were like, oh my god, we cannot do 25.
No, we would it would literally be like 3 hours long, and we're like, ready for this.
You guys would not. The editing time.
I would cry. It takes me 2 hours just to edit like a 30-minute episode anyway, so.
It's long.
It is. It's a
long. It's a long process.
Guys,
we
put a lot of effort.
We work hard, so you don't have to.
So you can enjoy our voices for 45 minutes.
For like 32 minutes instead of like 59. Okay, so I think we should probably just...
Should we say it for the last time of 2018?
Oh god.
I know.
That's so sad.
But it's going to be fun. We have so many more times to do it next year.
Okay. Should we think of a new like slogan-y thing for next year? Should like we have one per year?
Yes.
Yeah, but also that's going to take time and effort to think about.
Yeah,
it'll
be
we could try. We could try.
We'll
hey,
try.
Well, March would be a full year.
Full year of podcasting. Oh my god.
Wow. If we just have an idea and you're just like, I am a genius.
I am the mastermind. I deserve to be in Mensa.
You're like, why am I not bowed before?
Why haven't I not been awarded the Nobel Prize? Nonfiction.
I think this is the Nobel Peace Prize.
I qualm the world's wars
because I thought of a phrase.
Oh my gosh. I think we should jump right in, Marianne.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice.
Thanks. Alright, so we have 14. We'll start with number one. Not so much doing the countdown. We're just spitting them out like fire. I don't know why I said that, but...
Wow, we're like a rapper.
Like a rapper. The whitest rapper you'll know.
So yeah, these are in no particular order. It was literally just that when we were thinking of different trailers to watch, we were like, these ones.
Let's
and that's
do this.
The order it came out in.
Yep.
So there's no rhyme or reason.
All right, so the first one is Bohemian Rhapsody, which did come out this year, with Freddie Mercury played by Rami Malek, and this is just off the top of my head. Again, we're not really going to go into directors or
good, because
cast,
I was like...
But it's just what I remember. All right, so what are your thoughts?
I So, I don't have a lot of notes for it. It's fine. I thought it was good. Like, I really liked the opening.
Yes.
Like, it was, like, a really good music choice to feel the beat and, like, right. everything, like, flowed really well. Like, but the especially in the very opening.
And, like, the editing was, like, and it was, like, showcasing the music almost, which was really, really good.
Like, the whole trailer was pretty good with the music choices, but, like, the first, like, 20 seconds, maybe, like, 15, 20 seconds was just exceptionally good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I thought it was a little long.
It felt long.
It felt long. It was showcasing a lot, especially, like, rewatching the trailer after seeing the movie. It really, like, covered everything.
I felt like it did. Like, I haven't seen the film, but I was like, well.
Right.
I could just watch this trailer.
There was, the sequencing I thought was very good. The way they put, his, like, his movements and stuff and, like, progression of, the, where he was performing and everything. But they did the same thing with Mary Poppins. They didn't save that one iconic moment for the end, and I thought that would have been so good.
I know.
And I think it just made the trailer falter just slightly. Mm. Just slightly.
Yeah. I liked that they included the line about, oh, we want people to sing this song too. We want this to be like the people's song.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We Will Rock You. And then they had a lot of the
beat. Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, and that just like, that's something that definitely I feel like would pull people like into at least watching it and be like, you're right. Yeah. That is the beat that literally just everyone knows.
It's just, it's such a well-recognizable thing.
Yes.
Especially with Queen, it's a well-recognizable band with a well-recognizable frontman and everything. And what I remember when I went to go see the film, the only thing I thought was, like, weird about it was at the first, like, it was before the movie, and it was the fact that it was, like, Rami Malek was, like, talking to the audience, was like, thank you for seeing it in theaters, and it was just like, you're welcome?
I was like, why are you talking to me?
It was really strange, and I've never seen it before, and I think it was because of the fact that a lot of people were quick to judge the film, and kind of quick.
Like me.
Maybe. But it was because of the fact that, like, they saw the critic reviews, which were not favorable, and I agree and don't agree with them at the same time, and it was a great rock documentary, but Rami Malek's performance kind of made it the film.
Right.
And okay. So, I don't agree that it was bad, I just kind of, if it didn't have Rami Malek in there, it would have been just a fine film. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It was okay. Like,
I get what you mean.
But, yeah. So, any more notes?
Nope. I had put a 4.
Okay. Okay. 3.54 out of 5 for me. Okay. Like, it kind of tiered because it was just long.
We're going to rate each trailer on a scale of 1 to 5.
We should probably let you know about that. But
so, we could, do we want to just re-say that?
No.
Okay, great.
Keep going.
Let's keep trucking.
Keep trucking along.
All right. So, yeah, 4 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. 3.5 because it was just a little long and it was just a lot of information that we're getting.
It was. But I think I rated it higher because I was like, cool, now I don't have to watch the movie.
We're good. You saw the film, essentially, so. Yeah, you pretty much did, honestly. All
right. Number 2 is Crazy Rich Asians.
We wanted to talk about this movie so bad, but it never, like, lined up with the date and everything. It just didn't work out, but.
And I didn't know how good the movie was going to be until I saw it.
There you go.
And it was really, really great.
Oh, my God. I cried
so did I.
Each time I saw that film.
It was
so good.
The best.
My dad saw it with me and with my mom, and he was like, it was good. And I was like, Dad. Keep in mind, my dad is an ex-Navy, you know, 6-foot burly man. And
Yeah, that's a good description.
And he was like, that was a good movie. And I was like, oh my God.
You're enjoying a rom-com?
Robert, what are you doing?
All right. So Crazy Rich Asians was a film that made, like, a lot of noise this year in, like, a very good way because it had, like, all Asian people in this film. So I feel like it was the, like, Black Panther of Asian films. Is that what that should mean? Is that a bad way to also phrase it? Because it's, like, every, like, named character except for, like,
two people. Yeah,
are Asian. And yeah, and Black Panther. It's the same thing.
Same thing. Black. I think so. Right? Yeah, I think
like it's, so. Like it was a good year for like representation, but like in like one film.
In one film. So maybe not right. the best year so for like representation.
Not for 2018, but for but a for, singular movie in 2018, yes. Really good. You see Constance Wu, who is the mom on Fresh Off the Boat, mm-hmm. Really playing a totally different character here.
It is, she's unrecognizable. Because, you know, some people really just know her from Fresh Off the Boat, and you know, she puts on an accent and everything, and she, like, drives up, you know, the stereotype.
And she's, like, playing a mom.
Exactly. And she, I literally thought she was, like, a lot older than she was.
So did I.
And I was like, ooh, what? Okay.
Yeah. But, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, this is kind of their introduction to mm-hmm. Constance Wu. But it's funny because, like, on Fresh Off the Boat, she does play such a different character, but, like, her comedic timing
is the same.
So good.
She is such a great actress.
It's, like, flawless.
And she literally, I read the book before I saw the film, and so I was envisioning someone, not so much different, but kind of on the same page, and she really brought the character to life.
Yeah.
She made the character lively and great, and just amazing.
Yeah, like, I never would have expected that from, yeah. like, because I've watched Fresh Off the Boat. So, like, I never would have expected, like, this, not that she's not good in Fresh Off the Boat, so I don't want to say, like, this level of acting, but, like, this type. Like, yeah. It's really hard for, like, a lot of actresses, especially that are placed in such a, like, stereotypical and, like, sitcom-y role mm-hmm. on a show, to have that amount of range.
Yes, yes.
So, like, her range is...
It's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. Okay. Yeah.
So should we talk about the trailer?
I think we should.
Not just Constance Wu.
But can we just, like, have a podcast about Constance
Wu? Sure. And Gemma Chan.
Okay. I'm in.
Who's Astrid in Crazy Rich Asians. So, tell me about your thoughts.
I haven't seen this trailer in a while. And yes. I remember watching it constantly because I loved it. And I still do. The trailer gets right to the, like, first 30 minutes of the film.
I know. I literally wrote down. I was like...
all of the plot.
They give you all of the plot.
Literally all the plot, which is great because the fact that a lot of people don't know this book series and they just really want to give you a crash course of this is what's happening.
Yeah.
You know. And I love the editing in the film, but, like, specifically also in the trailer mm-hmm. because it's very nice and choppy and it kind of just... It matched the pacing. Mm. The only issue I had with it was the fact that it had so much energy up front. The back half of the trailer kind of seemed slow, and it kind of seemed almost unnecessary. Because it it's the same thing that happened. You watch the film, and then you go back to the trailer, and you realize they reveal a lot.
A lot.
They pretty much told you the whole movie.
I honestly was like... being a person that didn't really, I don't remember what my feelings were on the trailer before I saw the film. So, like, watching the trailer, I was like, whoa, they just kind of told you everything that happens in this entire film. But like, from beginning to end.
Right, literally. But the thing is, it's also that I don't know if we discussed this before about, like, romantic comedies from the early 2000s, their trailers and everything, that they literally show
the entire film.
From and, like, point A to point B. Yeah. And I was like, but can we have a balance where we don't show, you know, the wedding or we don't show, you know, this or whatever, you know, we kind of put in a couple Awkwafina spots, which they did. They didn't show all of her comics, which I was very happy about. They really much held back.
Bok, bitch. It's my favorite thing that's ever
incredible.
Happened.
I'm happy they just didn't put, you know, all of Awkwafina in because I feel like it would have been the same issue putting all their good jokes up front.
Right.
But they still revealed a lot, and I feel like if they had a little balance, it would have been just as catchy, but a little bit more digestible.
Yeah. I literally wrote, like, it does use a lot of their comedy scenes, and you practically see the whole film, but it's okay because I love it.
Yeah, no. It's amazing.
Yeah, I thought the cuts were... I feel like the first, like, 30 seconds or so, I was like, whoa, this is almost, like, so choppy, and, like, this is so interesting that we're doing this with the trailer, that I didn't necessarily love that, but...
Yeah. Okay. You know, what can you do?
What are you gonna... You can't please everybody.
Yeah.
What I did love about the trailer is the sexualization of Asian guys.
Yes. Because
we don't do that. Kelsey, did you enjoy the trailer?
I, Harry Golding, just,
nice to look at, with a shirt off?
Yeah, very much so, and we don't do that a lot.
We don't ever do that with
and
Asian men.
And I really enjoyed it.
So, like, that was cool, and normally I'd be like, I don't like sexualization, but I was true. We don't do that for Asian men, and I'm so happy that, like, in this trailer, we did, like, heavy amounts of plot. But we also, like, interspliced, like, here's Nick with his shirt off.
Right. Because well, that's how the book is, because it's from the perspective of Constance Wu, of
right.
his character. And we have to see him with his shirt off. It's important to the plot.
And I think that was good. And I feel like for this movie, they needed a trailer with a lot to really pull a lot of people in, because...
Yeah.
I don't know how many people would have gone if they were like, oh, it's just a regular rom-com, but it's also with Asian people, and am I interested, and blah, blah, blah. So they really had to hype up the comedy, and they really had to hype up the drama, and they really had to, like, show you him with his shirt off.
They had to do it to make people want to see this film,
which is fucking ridiculous.
Which we said it on this podcast before. It's 2018, people.
Come on. Come the fuck up.
But I'm glad it got... I think it was... in theaters for, like, 3 months, honestly, as it should have been. It was so good. I have barely anything bad to say. Score?
I gave the trailer itself a 4.
Okay. 4.5 for me, out of 5.
This is going to be the only time Kelsey rates something higher than I do.
It's
because Kelsey is, like, good with
no,
clinical
stuff.
No, there'll
be, like, there's a few that I'll probably rate higher.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
But I also was worried that if I gave it a higher score, if it was going to be like my own bias opinion.
True.
Which,
I tried
another
to,
one. I put
again.
This is my
hard
bias
to
opinion.
Reel it back.
Hard to reel it back. You're right. All right. So number 3
mm-hmm.
is Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Yep. So this film, I think we mentioned it once or something with, or maybe we didn't. I don't know. Because it had Misty Copland in it as a dancer, that's pretty much all I remember from our just any discussion. I'm not sure if it was on or off the podcast.
I think
it might have been off because we might have been trying to discuss
decide.
What to watch. The only thing I was really confused about this film that was released, like, in the beginning of November.
What?
Which makes no sense, and it should have been at the beginning of December, at least.
The Nutcracker is a Christmas.
I know. It was the strangest release date.
I know. I remember talking about that, and then that's why we didn't end up covering
yeah,
the
exactly.
Because we were like, this is stupid.
Oh, didn't we want to do that for our Christmas?
Yeah, we
wanted
were like,
to
oh,
the
wait,
Nutcracker
we're going
to
Mary Poppins. And then they were like, the Nutcracker's already out. And Kelsey and I were like,
what? never mind.
Okay.
But yeah, this trailer was strange. I don't know. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So my opening note is, hey, look, there's Morgan Freeman.
I know, that's the same thing. This is why we're friends. I was just like, Morgan Freeman.
I was like, fucking, I love me some Morgan Freeman. Like, you just add him to anything and it's automatically better. So I was like, shit.
I was just like, oh, you're here.
If you're here, okay.
It was oddly sinister.
Yes.
It reminded me of, like, Alice in Wonderland, Hansel and Gretel.
But this is what they do when Disney takes a film.
They make it their
own.
Or
take something like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
They kind of, like, take the imagery and some of the things, and they take and keep those, but everything else is, like, the plot is, like, fucking weird.
Right. Yep. And it also reminded me of Narnia.
Because
of the imagery. Again, the imagery and everything. And the
trees.
Yeah,
when she came out of the tree thing. It was very similar to coming out of the wardrobe.
But I was just, when I was watching, I was like, is the Nutcracker a horror story? Like, what is going on here?
I mean, it's there's some scary shit in it.
I mean, there's, like, body horror stuff.
But I feel like, Alice in Wonderland also isn't as horrific as when they remade it by Disney.
Right. The live action is horrifying.
Yeah.
It is, because of the fact that I think it deals with a lot more concepts of, again, body horror, about, like, the stretching and small, like, getting smaller and everything. And I think that's why I was, like, so put off by this, because there was this imagery of the change of, not so much the change of something, but the idea of over control, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'm looking way too much into this.
It's just, it's interesting because it's similar to things that they did for, like, so Disney's obviously redoing so many things in live action. So it's interesting that they put, like, from the people that brought you the Jungle Book and things like that. Right. I was like, you really should have put, because, like, this is very similar to what they did with Alice in Wonderland and Oz Great and Powerful.
Yes.
And Cinderella and Snow White and the Huntsman.
And Beauty and the Beast, sort of.
Beauty and the Beast, I feel like they didn't.
Because they mentioned
it. They didn't make it scarier, though, in a way.
That's true.
Feel like Alice in Wonderland and, like, Oz and,
like, Maleficent and everything. Maleficent, they made those a lot more darker than it actually was.
Yes.
Especially because Maleficent is a horror, like, a villain's, like, horror, like, a origin story.
It's really good, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know. Oh, I'm sorry.
You should see it.
I know.
It's actually pretty good. It's interesting. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
My dad watches it a lot.
Your dad watches some interesting films.
Yeah.
Noah.
He really likes that. He really likes Maleficent. He says he doesn't like Maleficent, but he watches it, I shit you not, every single time it's on TV. He finds it.
That's incredible. He's like, I gotta watch it.
Anyway, so back to the Nutcracker.
Yeah, anyway.
I really liked, which, like, I hoped they'd be able to do, but, like, the editing with the music.
Yeah.
Like, in the very beginning, before she went, like, into the other realm, I guess, whatever. Like, when she was moving through the hallways, like, everything was timing out, and even the people moving behind her were moving in time.
Yeah.
Like, the girl that switched hallways, I was like, well, that was good. And it's good when, like, if you can notice, you're like, oh, that worked.
Yeah, really, like, the shift and everything.
Yep. So that was cool.
I just thought, I love that we saw Misty Copland.
Did we really in this trailer?
You dealt, like, a couple times, like, two times, very quickly.
Okay.
It was during, like, the actual ballet portions of it, which I have questions. Because of the fact that it's, like, so we know that the Nutcracker is a ballet.
Yes.
And we see that they're dancing. Are we being shown someone watching a ballet? Are there ballet portions in this film? It doesn't.
Well, in the Nutcracker, Aunt Clara and the Nutcracker, their friends, go to a ballet.
They do?
Yes. Oh. They go and watch a show.
So that must have been it.
Yep. There's, like, performances within the story. So,
right,
like, they go
they
sit remembering. And then they have, like,
they're, like, the people
3,000
dances,
like, and that's why
flowers and stuff are given to them and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That answers some of my questions. Okay. I just feel as though I think they might have bit off more than they can chew with this trailer / film.
Shocker.
And I think that's probably why it didn't do so well. I'm curious to know if the four realms is if they just go into one realm and they, like, thought they could do, like, three more movies to
probably
make
not.
It the four realms.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Don't do it.
Yeah.
It was interesting, the trailer in general just had, like, lots of imagery from the Nutcracker that you'd, like, recognize, but, like, no plot. But I was thinking, I was like, that's all you really need,
but
though,
that's because it's the Nutcracker.
You know the plot.
But the thing
is, if you're
is,
interested enough in it, like, you already know the general plot.
But I feel like they put more plot into it to make it, like,
oh, they
a
always
film.
Do, to do
yeah,
make it
but
a
I
film.
Feel like if they did put the actual, like, a little bit more plot of what it was actually going to be, like, people would be like, oh, okay, so it's
yeah.
More than just, like, the Nutcracker. It's, like, a story.
Well, I saw the second trailer
where
it had more of the plot stuff. It didn't help.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to put it that way. Also, Keira Knightley's voice.
Oh, she. Okay.
It did something to it weird.
Ew.
To make it, like, sound
Keira,
kind of mousy. No, like, it wasn't her. It was, like, an effect they put in.
Oh, okay. Why?
Why, though?
Why
it was just, I was like, why'd you do that? So, like, trust me. The one with more plot was not good. Not helpful, not good.
Good. So, how'd you rate this, Kelsey? It was hard because I actually rated this 3 out of 5. I mean, considering everything.
Yeah, I put like 3?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. I wasn't so sure. I think it was just because of the fact that it was pretty to look at. It had good beats and everything. It kind of worked, but it was still just like off, you know?
Yeah, like I have a lot of questions, but the actual what you put out and showed me isn't bad.
It's not horrible.
But like,
it could be better.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Are you ready to tag? I tried to make a pun. I couldn't do it.
It's okay.
This film's so bad.
This film's so bad. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I didn't even see the film.
I think this would be funny to see, though.
I don't know.
Okay, let's tell people what this is.
So this is the first official trailer, and when you watch
for
it...
For the film called Tag.
And the first official trailer has Jeremy Renner jogging and saying, "Hey, watch this trailer."
And he literally goes, "I'm Jeremy Renner." And I was like, "This isn't a true story on your life." I know, and then it instantly goes into the trailer. Like,
what is going on?
I know. I was like, am I watching the wrong thing? I was like, I see a trailer. I didn't hit anything else.
And I was like, this is so manufactured. And I feel like... The publicist was like, okay, just do this.
They were like, Jeremy Renner, just could you introduce this for a second?
Yeah. Okay. I'm literally just going to go down my notes because I don't know how I can explain it further than just saying this out loud because it was just such a weird trailer.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. The first scene when they're having the marriage... Oh my God, Jeremy Renner and his
looks ridiculous.
His wife have the worst chemistry I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, it's awful.
They're like, "I love you, honey."
And the way he like grabs her face, I was like, God. Please
never do that again.
I was like, wow, I'm glad that you don't get a lot of like, romantic scenes as Hawkeye.
I wonder why. I wonder why you have a wife in a farmhouse. This is only seen and talked about within the second film.
One time.
This concept's insane. The fact that...
But it's based on a true story!
I know. The fact that it's based on a true story about people who played tag for a month and they created a whole film about it...
It's hysterical.
It's insane.
It is. But it's like, insane. But also, like... The concept itself, okay, yes, the physical, insane, but the also the
physical,
hysterical.
The physical comedy in this film is just so good, I think. Because it's all with physical comedy actors, you know?
Right.
Ed Helms, Hannibal Buress and everything. Like, they're all, John Hamm, you know, they're all, I feel as though their comedy is based around physicalness.
Yeah.
But I know, I was like, I know that it's a comedy, but is it though?
I know, I was like, I hope you don't try to throw too much more plot into this, because that's where you're going to go down. Like, when the wife was like, this is how you guys keep your friendship, I was like, that's all the plot I want.
That's
literally
just
all
no
I
more.
Want.
No more.
Like, you guys can have your own, like, separate small subplots and stuff. Like, it was funny that they were, like, at the guy's dad's funeral, and he was like, your dad wants you to be in or something. And I was like, well, that was really funny.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd be fine if you were like, oh, my dad died, this is so sad, we're going to all go to your funeral, and then we're going to continue. Our game of tag.
Yeah. They used the same scene in the trailer 3 times. There was a scene like where they split up. They split up the scene. They were all wearing the same clothes in the same scene. They literally used it 3 times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, do I like this?
You were paying that much attention to detail in this trailer.
I was actually.
I was not. I was kind of like, this is funny. And like, I just kind of took it at that. I was like, I'm not even going to try to really pick it apart because there's probably a whole lot to pick apart in this trailer.
I feel like we should just do a separate episode and literally go through the 2.5 minute thing. Because
I think
just,
we should watch the film.
I think we should watch it. I do. Okay. As low as I rated the trailer... I was intrigued, and I did, like, it did feel enjoyable.
I think it's something that you watch, and, like, you're like, wow, this is really kind of dumb, but it's funny, and it, like, keeps you entertained
right.
the whole time.
I feel like it can carry through the film, I just think it was just the trailer was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pay $6 to see this film.
Same. That's exactly how much I would pay.
And I'm honestly, like, I wouldn't want to watch it at home. home or anything because I would like be too distracted. Watch it in
theaters.
So I'd need to see it in theaters.
Just to pay attention.
Yeah. Just so that I'm focused in the moment, but I'd like probably eat the entire bag of popcorn because I like sometimes like if I'm really paying attention, like I have to put the popcorn down. If I'm getting like emotional, like I can't eat.
I've seen it happen.
Hello, Marvel. So, like, this one, I feel like I would eat all of my snacks and everything and stuff like that. And I'd, like, be comfortable going to the bathroom and missing the part and things like, you know.
Yeah.
It would be fun to watch.
I think it would be fun to watch.
Hi, Kelsey. You want to watch this film?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what did you rate? So, what are your notes, A?
That it was a funny trailer, the funny thing about Jeremy Renner, and then also though, like, putting Jeremy Renner in this, like, superhero-y kind of position in the film is so interesting.
It's so, like, not of type. But also, he broke both, I think the reason why he wasn't in the first, like, the Marvel, like, Infinity Wars, because he broke literally both of his arms. Both of his arms had to be CGI'd in.
Shut up.
I swear to God, this is what occurred.
Oh my God, that's, you know, his little intro thing. He should be like, hey, I'm Jeremy Renner. But I broke my arms doing this film.
So please go watch it so you can pay for my medical bills. And I think that's why I honestly want to see it, is just to point to see if I can find the arms, the broken CGI arms. Oh my gosh.
Yikes.
All right, so how did you rate it?
I'd given it, like, 3.5 to 4. Because, so look, I wasn't looking, I didn't have high expectations.
Is this going to be another
thriller?
Walking Dead situation?
No, because I don't feel as deeply as
okay.
I did. This is just that, like, I had a really low bar for this.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
So, Alan. Like, but, like, did it make you want to see the film?
Yes.
Yes, it did. But therefore, you should rate it high. So, like,
it did its job.
I was like, wow, I could actually see that and probably enjoy the whole thing. But I wasn't asking for more. I didn't want any more. I was like, this is really where I wanted to be. But here we are.
Sure.
That's how I feel.
2.5.
2.5? You rated the Nutcracker higher than this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They didn't talk in the Nutcracker, though.
They did.
That's probably a good thing, though. So you didn't...
Yeah, so 2.5.
Whatever. It's fine. I'm not that upset. I'm just surprised.
Okay.
I'm not upset. I'm not mad. Just disappointed.
Disappointed.
Okay. The next film trailer we're going to talk about is The Green Book.
Mm-hmm. Green Book.
Sorry. It's Green Book, which has Mahershala Ali and that other guy.
The guy from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Starts with a V.
Viggo Mortensen.
There you go.
They said it in the thing, and I was like, oh.
You,
I know your name. I don't
you
really know much about
different.
You, but that's okay. It's okay. You had to eat a lot of fried chicken, it looked like.
Yeah. I have to see. Okay. This trailer I've seen on the TV 800 times. That scene is played the whole time, and I didn't even know half this trailer existed because of, I only seen that fucking fried chicken
the TV
scene.
Cut, which is just the fried chicken
it
scene.
It literally is just the fried chicken scene. It is insane. But my first note was, oh, that accent.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was very... I was like, oh, okay, so we're in the 1950s in the South.
Yeah. So at the very, very beginning, I was like, where are we in time and space? And then they showed, like, a car and three other things, and I was like...
Okay.
Mahershala Ali is my favorite.
Yeah, he's great.
I really like him.
He was really good in this trailer.
His performance is... always really
they're
good.
Always poignant, they're always like good and amazing and straightforward, but like still driving home a character, and you know that it's like it is a character. He really like kind of blended in and really like immersed himself in it
in
this character, and I thought it was amazing.
Like in his other roles and things, I feel like this role was very different than other roles he's played and things, and just the way like he, like, had his mannerisms and, like, the air that he walked with and things. So yeah. I was like, oh, why are you so great?
You're just, like, so amazing.
Love him.
There were, like, 4 movies going on, though, in this trailer. And I feel like they didn't know what to market it as. They didn't know if they wanted to market it as, like, an Oscar film, or they didn't know if they wanted to make it, like, a buddy comedy.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about, just, like, to like, see
what
this film.
What story are you telling them?
Right. Film? Is it going to be all 4 at once, or how are we going to, like, kind of balance it, you know? But,
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I thought that the message that they're putting across, at least in the trailer, is like, you know, choose what you want to show your audiences, but also literally choose what you want to show your audiences so we know what we're going to get to this film.
Right. I really liked the not black enough, not white enough quote.
Yeah.
And I was like, there you go, we're marketing towards the Oscars.
Yeah,
I understand.
Now we get it.
And, like, some of the other parts, but you're right, and then sometimes, but I think, like, it was nice to have, like, some lighter comedy in it, but it was kind of, like...
But it feels like that type of Oscar film, where it's like, oh, we're, like, a serious wink-wink drama, wink-wink, but we have our comedy with the fried chicken scene.
Don't forget.
Don't forget. And this is also a love story. Between a man and a woman.
Ta-da.
So I think it's just like, I just don't know.
Yeah.
It was just, it was good at what we saw. It was just like, let's restructure this a bit.
Yeah. I feel like I was paying attention, but I felt like I wasn't paying attention.
Like you kind of felt like you're like waking up from a nap. Kind of like
not
being
a bad way to put it.
It's like
because I was kind of like I don't know what's really happening. Like he's playing the piano, that's really cool. This guy's driving him. I don't really care.
Right.
I was like, and then like he'd say the really good lines that were important, and like I'd just look at Mahershala Ali and what he was doing. And then everything else I didn't give a shit about. Like I don't care about Viggo Mortensen's character. I don't care that
I don't
he's
care.
In love with
the
other
chick. I don't care.
Like it was nice when he was writing the letter and the other guy was helping him.
Right.
I was like, oh,
I thought that was a great,
like,
you know. Male bonding,
yeah.
You know, no, there was, like, no toxic masculinity in it, everything. It was a very nice scene.
No gay panic.
No gay, exactly.
So
no gay panic. It was good, but...
but, yeah.
It just was, like, it was very blurry.
So, like, what I paid attention to, really, in the trailer was good.
Great.
Because I only paid attention to Mahershala Ali's... his performance in the trailer.
Valid. How did you rate this trailer?
3.5.
Same!
Shut up!
What up?
I had it rated as a 4, and then I realized I really should take it down because Mahershala Ali's not the only character.
There's like maybe like 50 other people in this film.
Whatever.
Whatevs. Alright, on to the next.
I'm right.
Isle of Dogs by Wes Anderson. I have no notes, because, to me, it's a perfect trailer.
What?
Yep. I loved it. I can't stress enough that this is a Wes Anderson film.
Yeah. Yep. That's
this is 100% Wes Anderson, but it is just, I have no qualms about it. Granted, this is not about the film itself, which
this is just about the mechanics of the trailer.
It is. I just was like, it's fine. It's great.
So, fair warning, Wes Anderson, not my fave.
Understandable.
So I was like, literally, my second note is, this is an interesting plot and an interesting movie, and I was like, as all Wes Anderson films are.
That's literally all it is.
The trailer was okay. I was like, but I really don't want to see this film. It looks stupid.
Right, because it's a Wes Anderson film. And
but
you
also,
don't
like, this, it seemed dumb. I was like, I can't. I was like, I have no interest.
It reminded me of Fantastic Mr. Fox a lot.
But, like, Fantastic Mr. Fox was a Wes Anderson film I enjoyed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I know, right?
It's like a Wes Anderson film. It's an interesting comment from an interesting person. No, it was, to me, it was enjoyable. I didn't really it answered all my questions. I mean, I understand that
It answered your questions. It left me with like 5,000. I was like, why?
I did understand the fact that I didn't really see this film because of the fact that there was an article that came out to say that it was kind of culturally blind and due to the Japanese culture and everything, which I do take in consideration, and that's why I did not see this film this year, even though I loved the trailer. But the trailer itself, I feel like, has a beginning, middle, and end. It shows us who the main characters are, what the whole plot, the A plot and the B plot, and kind of a little bit of a C plot. And it just makes you kind of say, oh, I should maybe see this, you know. Just give him an honest review.
Cool.
Pure Kelsey stuff.
So, I was so distracted by how much I really didn't like this trailer. And, like, I didn't like the concept. I didn't like the story.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, the kid's looking for his dog. That's cute. And then they, like, I was like, but don't tell me anything else because I'm really not interested and I really don't care.
I mean, there were, like, parts, like, with, like, the robot dogs. I was like, what? Why do we do this? Let's just keep that out of it.
So, but I honestly was, like, so distracted by how much I didn't
like it.
You're and just things like that. Not rage. Even solely because it's Wes Anderson and because it's like
no, because of the concept, scene. You know.
And just like stuff, I was just like, I definitely wouldn't want to see this film, so that I couldn't even pay attention. I just felt like the plots weren't interesting and not something I would be interested in. So I was like, no. And like, I understand that it did develop somewhat of it, like the plot lines and stuff, but it was just like so difficult for me to pay attention that I couldn't realize those things because it was so bad.
Right. All right.
Valid. So, Kelsey's idea of a perfect trailer, not mine.
This is where we differ.
It's okay.
It's fine. How did you rate this? I'm curious.
I gave it a really high score of a 2.
That's a lot more than I thought you were going to give it, honestly. I gave it a 5 out of 5.
This is ridiculous.
This is not the only 5 out of 5.
Okay.
All right. Number 7.
Is Ocean's 8.
Oh, God. I hated this.
Oh, God. I loved this.
I hated this trailer so much.
Shut up. I can't. This is going to be our walking down.
Yeah, this is going to be...
trailer. Actually, our last one was also just because we were like, this is the best trailer I've ever seen. It was like, this is the worst trailer I've ever seen. Ocean's 8, which is taking over like the
franchise Ocean's and everything.
11, 12, mm-hmm. whatever the hell.
13.
13. Blah, crap, mm-hmm. I don't care about you because it's all white men in a heist movie.
But it's George Clooney.
I'm kidding. Does it look like I gave it back? No. No. And then they put all women and I was like, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. And then I wasn't.
I know, I was like, Kelsey loves a good heist.
Love a good heist movie, guys. Okay. She is...
Let's just talk.
Sitting for parole in her perfect hair and perfect smoky-eyed makeup, which is so...
How do you think Martha Stewart looked? When she was, like, sitting for parole.
Like shit.
Okay.
You do not have those items. You cannot bring those items in to prison. You cannot bring those items into prison. You look like shit because of the fact you're in prison. You might get some clothes maybe from your lawyer or someone to dress into when you're sitting for parole. And she looks like she just got off the fucking red carpet.
This is a movie, Kelsey!
No, I bring it back because of the fact that is this scene before or after the movie? Like, is it before the plot begins or is it after the plot begins? We don't know. I'm trying to pick this as nicely as possible.
I know, you're really trying to hold it together. I can really tell.
Yeah. Okay, that's my first note.
But Sandra Bullock is really good at her job, which is acting. She's happy.
She's good.
She's really good.
She's good.
Like, she's got really good... Have you seen Miss Congeniality?
No, that is a treasured film.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, good.
So is Miss Congeniality 2. What's the tagline for that?
It's Armed and Dangerous?
Armed and Dangerous, yeah.
Right?
And, trust me, I'm here for her. Okay. But...
You're not sounding like you are.
This movie angers me so much sometimes because of the fact
Why else?
Because of the fact that there's no... Nothing's given to us as to a motivation to steal...
They want money.
A motivation to steal the necklace?
In guys' heist movies, all they need to know is that's a $100 million necklace. We're going to steal it.
I need
and
motivation.
I don't need it. No.
I need motivation. No matter what in the heist. I'm going to compare this to Widows, okay? Okay.
No. I'm going to compare this to Widows. Stop. We have to. Let's break down the trailer first. Then you can do your comparisons. Okay.
So I just like because of the fact that like I don't know if they told it and then just all of a sudden they're like, okay, so you're here, and I'm just like, where the fuck am I? I got really confused and it just was really, really fast paced for a first trailer, I feel like. And they're just giving all the male roles to women and not so much roles, you know what I mean? So the roles that they're giving, they're like the hacker. Mm-hmm. The jewelry maker. Those are all roles that were written for men. And not so much with a woman in mind, but just, like, written characters. I don't know. It just feels, like, very manufactured to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
It revealed a lot of the heist gimmicks, and I was very displeased with that. Because, in fact, it's like, okay, we know that they're... Not that I don't want to see, like, Sandy, like, in a wig or something. I was like,
Sandra
oh, let's...
Bullock is
yeah.
who you're referring
to. Yeah, I'm referring to Sandy as Sandra Bullock. A lot of the heist gimmicks, they're revealing in the trailer rather than in the movie. Because I feel like the heist gimmick should be seen fresh because of the fact that in a heist movie, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the gimmicks. We're looking for, how do they do this? How do they do that? It's the same thing with Mission Impossible, same thing with all the other male heist movies. They don't show a lot of the gimmicks, you know? They don't.
I don't feel like they showed that much.
I feel like they showed a good amount.
Continue.
That's all I have.
Oh, okay.
What are your notes?
I really liked the casting they did.
Yes, it was very, very good casting.
Thank you. Good. Glad we're agreeing on something so far about this trailer. No, I thought it was a well put together trailer. Like, I like it. For this is what the idea that it gave me a solid plot as to they're stealing it because they all want money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need. Like, I feel like the motivation for a heist is solely because of money, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not, like in Widows, sometimes there's right. more to it. Sometimes there's a vengeance-y, justice-y
mm-hmm.
kind
thing.
Of feeling. And sometimes there just really isn't. And I've also seen, I think the second trailer had more.
Yeah, I didn't watch like the second trailer. Just watched Ocean's 8, a first official trailer, and that's all I needed.
It's fine. The second trailer has some different aspects as to motivation.
Right, okay.
Which I feel like, as a person who reviews trailers on a podcast, Kelsey, you should have known that if there was going to be more motivation in plot-wise, it would be possibly revealed
okay,
in the second
that is
trailer.
True. But just give me something. Give me one thing. Give me one thing. I don't need to see Helena Bonham Carter cry into someone's dress.
I mean, but it's Helena Bonham Carter.
But we don't... We can add in 30 seconds of being like, why?
I know, but it's a lot of people to introduce in
it
a
was
trailer.
A lot of people to
but,
introduce.
Like, you can't not introduce everybody.
Yeah, you need to. That's the heist movie. You need to show everyone
everybody.
That's part of the heist.
Yes.
I gotta know.
I'm just saying. Therefore, they had a lot of people to introduce and a lot of things, and they don't have a lot of time.
It just felt like I just was... bored during it. I was just like,
I mean, the so total reaction because that was me during Isle of Dogs, and then this one, I was like, this is a solid movie, and it makes me want to see the movie.
Literally, was I was watching it, and I was like, I can feel the excitement, like I can get it, but I don't feel it. I can see the excitement, but I just don't feel it. It was just like,
wow.
Oh, okay, what? Uh huh. Okay, we're gonna let's just keep moving on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we did this in Isle of Dogs back-to-back.
Yeah.
Because literally, I think we're going to have the same reaction to both.
Yeah. Huh. How'd you rate it?
I gave it a 5.
Jesus Christ!
That's how I felt when you just told me that Isle of Dogs was your ideal.
Well, there's two more that are ideal. There are two more
of a trailer.
There are two more that are ideal, and they're coming up next. I gave Ocean's 8 a 2.5 out of
5. Oh my god, isn't that what I gave? I
no, love you gave it a 2.
Whatever. Oh, so that's so funny. Oh, okay, great. That was a good first half.
Yeah, so we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with our second half discussion.
8 through 14.
Of our year in Lost reviews. We'll be back.
And we're back. So this is going to be the second half of our 2018 year in review episode. So we covered trailers 1 through 7 out of 14 in the first half, and then we'll do 8 through 14 now.
I like how we said that without A, mentioning what the trailers were and what order they are in. So you're going to find out.
Every
right?
step of the way. Just taking it all as it comes. All right.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to the trailers and we're going to discuss Black Klansman.
Yes. Just quickly, have you seen this film?
No.
Me either.
I regretfully put it off to see it because there are certain words that are spoken in this film. It is historically very racist during that time, and they used a lot of slurs and everything, and a lot of people that said it was uncomfortable because of the fact they used so many slurs, but it was of the time, and that's what the director, Spike Lee, wanted to show, that you know they're very racist people and everything.
So Spike Lee directed this.
Yes.
But did Ava DuVernay write this?
I think she either produced it or wrote it. Okay. Or she definitely helped with, like, the production of the film.
Yes. Because, I only learned about it via Ava DuVernay.
But Spike Lee is such an acclaimed director, and especially an acclaimed black director as well. But it's very much so. It's very Stan Lee. It's very of the era, and it's very understandable as to why he did this, and it was very, you know, correct for him to do that as well.
Yeah, it's been historically accurate
unfortunately.
And I mean that happens
in the film. But that's one of the reasons why I kind of put it off, because I guess I didn't want to experience the uncomfortableness of it, even though it is a film that is absolutely phenomenal as far as I know from the critics and everything. So the trailer gets right to the point, which I love. It doesn't feel like they're showing a lot, but they're hitting all the major points of the film.
Yeah.
Those are my notes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I have, notes about the... Like, in Colorado. That's an interesting setting. Yeah. Because, so I know of the movie, but not... I hadn't seen really the trailer before this, because I just kind of read what DuVernay had written about it and stuff on Twitter and things like that, and, read some other things. But, and knew that it was, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And that's, I felt just seeing that from, the side of the cop car that was, Colorado Springs or whatever, I was, that's really good placement because, you only hear about, the KKK and, extreme racism and stuff in
Missouri
the South.
Texas.
And that's it.
Yeah, and that's it.
And they talk about the North as being this wonderful and beautiful place, blah, blah, so great.
That it's,
blah,
like, blah, it, blah, there's blah, no racism blah, there, blah, 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 whatever.
And then they don't even ever talk about the West, in other films and other things like
Washington
that. In history
and
class, whatever, right. Blah, blah, blah. So I thought it was good, placement and good setting. Oh my gosh, sorry. The way the guy, I don't know his name because we didn't do the behind the camera facts, but it's great. He was white.
Yeah. It gave me a lot of big Sorry to Bother You vibes with
the
white voice.
With the white voice, that's what I was just thinking.
Really
good. Like Stanfield would be good in this.
Yeah, oh, he would have been so good.
I really liked the cut of the film, and I thought it was a good trailer. I really like how the trailer was cut, and I thought it was a good trailer. I liked the cut of the white power, black power, back to back.
That was so good.
That was just really good. I was well done, whoever made this trailer. Well
yes.
done. And I like that it ended with a bit of humor.
Right, because
there had been some humor at the beginning and stuff when he was doing the white voice and saying white. And I was this is great. And a few other things towards the beginning, but then the middle was all very heavy, and then at the end I was glad they lightened it a little bit.
Yeah. Rating?
But, you know, I liked it and stuff, but I didn't, I don't know, it just didn't give me, like, the best vibes ever.
Didn't resonate well with, yeah.
Didn't do everything I wanted it to do for me, I don't know why, but, so I gave it, like, a 4, 4.5.
That's good, I gave it a 5 out of 5. It
was good, I just, yeah, I was just like, even though I just said, like, nothing bad about it, but I was just like,
But it just didn't resonate well with you.
Yep.
That, as much as you thought it was going to. Yeah, 5 out of 5 for me. It's a perfect Charlie. Okay.
All right.
On to Black Panther. Okay, so the reason we chose this was because of the fact that we discussed about doing this podcast. We discussed it at the watching the premiere of the film. Not the premiere, yes. But we discussed, like, yes. Actually doing something about a podcast.
Yes. I'm just thinking our initial thoughts of doing a podcast was Avengers Infinity War. But you're right. We were like, we should legit do
like,
this.
Like, do this. Like,
during thing. Black Panther. Yeah, well, we sat there and drank energy drinks before went into that film. I didn't go to sleep until 2:30 because I was like...
walking home.
I felt electrified. Oh my God. Laying in my bed shaking. I was like, I gotta calm down. How do I calm my body? I
can't calm this down.
I couldn't calm my body. I was literally
like... energy drinks or Black Panther?
I think all of it.
Okay.
I was just like so hyped up from watching Black Panther.
Right.
I was like full of like...
we're like,
energy
yes.
And like
yeah.
Stuff, and then also like great job.
So it might be a little biased because of the fact that we love the film so much and we've seen it
biased,
some amount
biased.
Of time. So just forewarning, I think that it is a fantastic entry into the idea of a concept of Black Panther. Mm-hmm. It uses the action scenes perfectly. Sparingly, but in a good way.
Really? You thought there was...
I thought...
it was all
it
action.
It was all action, but it was quick. You know, it wasn't like
quick
long
cut,
action.
But every single thing was of action.
That's true.
Like, I was like, fight scene, fight scene, fight scene. So it was very heavy on the fight scenes and imagery, but that was it.
Yeah, but I feel like it did focus on characters, though, as well.
I didn't feel like it you
didn't,
focused on character at
well,
all.
Well, Claw, it focused on Claw.
It showed you Claw.
It showed...
like, twice.
It showed you, I'm not so like focused, I should say. It showed you each character that was going to be in.
It showed you, but it didn't like build any because
right.
You didn't have
the,
a lot of like plot
I mean, the
building.
The film is
or
a
anything.
Character study, if anything. But
yeah.
So I feel like that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to like show you these are the people that are in play in this chess game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a very interesting way to do it because a lot of the times with action films, they're just only going to show you action, they're not going to show you each individualized character. Doing such action.
Okay.
Like Killmonger walking into the area with his thing, with his like
yeah.
Army on, or armor on, or Okoye, you know, fighting and like they're showing each specific skill, almost like a video game, you know, mm-hmm. And I thought that was a really interesting way to showcase it, especially something that was very fresh and very new.
Yeah.
Especially like we see Black Panther for the first time. As he's with the militants that are taking all the women in the covered vans.
Yes.
That's when we first see him, and he like, literally is a cat.
Right. Yep,
like,
yep.
Perching in a tree. I thought that was very interesting.
Thoughts for you? It was just really funny how you, like, literally were like, I have so many feelings and let me spill them all right now. I can't even let you talk. I was
sorry.
Like,
sorry.
No, in, like, a good way.
Okay.
It's a good thing. You were excited.
I was very excited.
I thought the opening, like, I don't know, like, I was watching it on my phone, but all of a sudden, like, before they, like, played the, like, Marvel thing.
Yeah.
It was, like, really dark.
It was. Like, wait, like, physically dark or, like, emotionally dark?
Not emotionally dark, but, like, physically, the actual lighting on it was really dark. Like, I turned my brightness up a lot. So I'm not sure if that was
a technical difficulty. But because it was, the first scene is literally them in an interrogation room.
Okay, sorry. I guess not that far. No, that is where I was like, I can't even see what's going on. Okay, so
I think
I'm glad that
a technical difficulty.
That's good. I was like, is this real life? Music choice.
Oh, the music was
so
good.
But definitely doesn't make you think at all that the composer is Ludwig von Göransson. Like,
I
what?
Reread that recently because he was in a different film, and I was like, wait.
You were like, excuse me.
Me.
I mean, he did the composing, but most of the original stuff is
definitely
right.
Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar. Thank you. Yeah. I was like, not Donald Glover. Kendrick Lamar. Really heavy on fight scenes and imagery only. So not a lot of plot, but that's typical first but trailer. Especially Dane. It's a typical Marvel setup where your first trailer is going to be very like you're not going to get any plot details, which is fine.
You're just going to get like images thrown at
but
you.
But the whole feeling was very different than other Marvel trailers. Like I feel like they, like if you think of the first like trailer for Infinity Wars or the trailer for Endgame that we just saw and stuff.
Or there. Captain Marvel.
Or Captain Marvel. Like, I feel like Captain Marvel was different too. But the last two Avengers ones especially have been like very like, they're very slow paced and things like that. And I feel like other first Marvel ones tend to be too. Like, they just take their time kind of showing like the new characters. So they like show a lot of the characters, they show a lot of fight scenes and things like that. And don't give you a lot of other information. And then the second trailer just has a lot of the plot information.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Great.
5 out of 5.
Same, 5 out of 5.
Because it was really good. It's just, and the music choice. Like, I just can't say enough about the music choice.
Ludwig. We love it.
Well done.
All right. On to the next. 8th Grade.
Hold on.
By Bo Burnham, comedian.
Like, you're like, how do I say this word?
He's a comedian. That was, this is his first directing gig. A24
Media. I know. When I was watching the trailer, I was like, hey, I know you. I feel so cool. Knowing things.
I only have like 3 notes.
One is that a good thing?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It was an interesting trailer. It is one of the most, like, hyped up trailers, I feel like, or films of the year. Not in a bad way. It's just, it was very talked about, especially because this is Bo Burnham's directorial debut and the actress's acting debut as well.
Yep.
The second note, because A24 was my first note, was holy shit, Enya. And
Kelsey just loves to point out anytime Enya is involved.
It's just such an insane concept of a music duo. I love it. And the only thing else I kind of said was like, just let the trailer breathe. The reviews that are interspliced can come at the end.
I know.
That was like my only qualm really about it, but it kind of really took me out of the.
It didn't distract me that much.
It distracted me, and you usually get distracted by those.
I do usually get distracted by those. Like, it didn't distract me to the point where I didn't even write a note about it. Like, I know that it happened, but it didn't. Like, I was still felt like I was fully immersed in what was going on.
Interesting.
Right? It is interesting for me. Like, that's how good I thought this trailer was. Yeah. Like, I thought it was so well done and stuff, and, like, it was, like, keeping my attention the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was really good.
I thought the concept was really, really awesome, and I really do want to see this trailer,
see this film
based on this trailer. Yeah. Any other notes?
Yeah, I have some notes.
Okay, great.
My opening note was like, wow, times have changed.
Yeah.
It's like, this is our middle school film now. Like, if you think what our middle school film would have been when we were in middle school. Like,
Mean Girls.
Life would have been so... No, but like a film about our lives in eighth grade would not have included phones and social media. So it's just interesting.
They wouldn't be like saying like, you got Snapchat in 5th grade.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think this film is going to be so similar in, like, reviews and things like that to Lady Bird.
Oh, I agree.
And it already is, like, I know. But just, like, it's really good. It'll be really good for people to see, like, without, but also with their parents.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be good to have some processing time by yourself, but then a little bit of time after. Like, I feel like it gives, like, a really good understanding, like, to, like, the concept of this film does.
Yeah.
To parents of understanding a little bit more into, like, the lives of their kids and what they're going through and what's realistic at school and things
what's
like that.
What's happening online and on the phones and everything.
And all that. And then really good for kids to kind of understand what their parents are trying to do in terms of, like, helping them and where their perspective
is. It's kind of, like, understanding the concept between parent-child relation during that awkward phase.
Yeah, and especially during a time when, like, developmentally, like, kids around this age, you know, like, very egotistical and it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, they just, you can't see... I'm going to slow down. I realize that I'm talking really fast. Sorry, everyone. And, like, developmentally, like, it's a very egotistical time where you can't really think about future consequences and you can't really think about where other people are coming from necessarily. Mm-hmm. And especially with parents, like, teens, like, trying to see where their parents are coming from when they're trying to help them is, like, a no man's land of, like, shit. Because, like, they just can't get it sometimes, and that's okay, that's perfectly all right, that's where they're supposed to be developmentally, technically, like, if you're not, that's cool, too, for parents especially, but... So I think it's a really good concept for a film, and it was a really well done trailer.
Yeah.
That will put it in a way similar to Lady Bird did, where it's gonna make kids around this age and stuff want to see it without it being like an informational thing where it's not like overdone and things like that where kids aren't gonna wanna see it. And I felt like it's kind of like one of those films where you don't really need a plot for it because it's
that's the plot though there's the no plot, plot. There's it's no kind plot. Of just like this look into this life. It's literally this 1 week before you graduate, it's a look into what is going on in this girl's day-to-day life.
Yeah, and I think that's a really interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
And like totally I feel like this trailer should make people want to see it
because
it was so good.
Yeah,
5 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
I understand that the reviews could have been distracting.
It's just that's literally the only reason I knocked it down a point was just because I feel like it could have been a little bit better interspliced than taken, because it just took me out of the trailer.
Okay.
And I feel like if it was there at the end, it would have made me more immersed into what the film is actually about, being like, okay, like, I get it, it's really well reviewed, I can already tell, it looks like a really good movie, like, I can tell, you don't need to tell me, like, six more times. So, like,
All right.
On to the next.
I felt like that was a really good discussion.
Yes, it was. Simon.
On a similar note.
Yeah.
Well, just, like, life in high school.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? Okay, great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I thought it was so he was, like, talking about, like, crossing lines, and then, like, the person crossed the line. I really liked that image.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that was, like, a little too much.
I mean, it was fine.
No, it was fine for me, too, but I just wasn't sure.
The color and lettering of the, like, the intersplicing, it was a lot. The color was a lot. The lettering was a lot. Okay, it was very...
Okay. Sorry, it took me a second. It
hurt my eyes. It's a bold choice for the color red. And for the first trailer, it just, like... It kind of fell flat for me for the first trailer, especially because of the fact that this movie was so big for the LGBTQIA+ community, because of the fact that it's really, like, the first, like, rom-com... Not first rom-com. Is it the first rom-com, Marianne? I'm curious. I don't know.
So, no.
Okay.
It's, like, the first...
Mainstream rom-com?
Mainstreamed high school themed.
Okay.
Rom-com. With a main character that's gay.
Mm-hmm.
FYI, for everybody listening, in case you're, like, feeling particularly antsy today, I'm gonna use gay as an umbrella term, just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like whenever people were discussing about it, they were like, this is the first film, and I was like, is it though?
No.
Yeah, and no. I felt like the,
you need that kind of stuff to boost it and things, right? But like...
Especially, like, if they're trying to boost that so hard, I feel like they didn't do that at all.
You don't feel like they boosted it that hard at all?
I felt like it was just, like...
In the trailer?
I felt like... No, like, it was, like, I felt like there was no, like...
What did
excitement, I guess. It just was, like... I don't know.
Where did... I'm not asking this to be facetious. This to be honest. Like,
Where did I want it to be?
Yeah, yeah.
I felt it, like, I wanted it to be, like...
Did you want them to say, like, America's first?
I
It's just funny to me. I'm just trying to think.
I didn't want him to, and I'm so sorry because as I'm saying it,
it's sounding all really bitchy.
It's not like
terrible.
I wanted him to come like walking into school wearing a pride flag suit. Like, it's not like that. It's just like I wanted a little bit more
coming out.
Pep in everyone's step. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
That's
why. Yeah. Did they tone it down a lot? I mean, not tone it down, but...
They couldn't... That's why I want you to go first, too.
Yeah.
They can't give a lot away because of the plot.
Okay.
You need to see this
film. That's like
when you
why,
see this,
I think
you'll
was,
understand.
Like, I think that was, like... There was, like... It was just nothing there, you know?
I felt like there was stuff there. I feel like they couldn't tell you... They can't because it's like they don't want to do the classic rom-com thing where they give you a lot away, and they can't give it all away in a way that's gonna make you, it's like full of surprises.
There's like little like twists and turns.
There's a lot of big twists and turns.
Oh,
and
so
things.
It's like an M. Night Shyamalan film for the
don't use big things for me, you know, I don't understand that crap. No, but like it's like
They can't tell you anything.
It's going to give everything away.
Okay.
Like, what they worked with here is, like...
They really tried. Okay.
Because anything they give it, else they gave you was going to be too much.
Yeah, because I thought, especially because, like, I would think that it'd be,
like... there was a way, like, I had thought about it in my head. Sorry, I didn't
interrupted
you.
Go ahead.
That they could have done it a little bit differently, but it still would have given stuff away.
Yeah.
And, like, Simon's, like, not a... He's like a happy guy, but not like a peppy gay guy.
Yeah, I mean,
and
which is
okay.
Very true in this. It's completely fine. It's just I'm not trying to say
no,
like...
No, and I don't mean that at you.
No,
just...
no, and I'm not trying to say that, like, every gay character should be, like, a fucking, like, firework, you know, walking around with, like...
a pride flag?
Yeah, exactly. I just felt like because of the fact that it was so new and fresh, it should have just been a little bit more exciting to watch and should have been, like... I don't know. It's hard to explain because of the fact that it was just, like, I just wanted to have a little bit more, like, oomph to it, you know? Just a little bit more. I'm looking for that classic teen high school film trailer.
Okay.
That's what I think I'm trying to latch onto. I'm trying to look for those, if you're trying to make it, like, a quote-unquote, that, you know, high school rom-com.
And it's,
you know,
not, though, because it's not really a rom-com.
But I felt like that's, like, what it was marketed as. That's what a lot of people kind of came out of the theater of, I mean, like, this is the classic rom-com.
It's different.
Because
it's
like
not because it's got comedy in it, but it's also very drama and also very, it's not dark.
It's just,
but
it's a dark comedy because it's not like, is it a dark
comedy? And it's
comedy?
Not a dark comedy either. It's not like.
It's just, it's a drama
it's
with
got
like,
more
comedy in it.
Drama than comedy based on like just the nature of what it is.
So it's like the Emmy's classification for a comedy. Like if it just makes you laugh, it's a comedy type thing. Even if it's like
kind
not.
Kind of. Like they've got some comedy in it and there's
but
like
it's
some
just,
fun, happy stuff.
Right.
But it's also very like.
I think that's why I felt like there wasn't like. Because I was expecting a comedy.
Yeah.
And a lot of their beats were comedic.
Yes.
Like when he was
Which
like, I
good.
Like your boots. And he like was like, what? And everything, and it was just like, nope, never mind. Like, you got those beats of the comedic rom-com, you know? But you'd never, there was like, it was like a, they were trying to set up a joke that wasn't there or something. Like, that's what I felt like. It was like, there's a lead up, I know it's here. All right, where's the lead up? Where's like the finishing, the home? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's just because of the fact that I didn't see the film and I can't really like, correctly like articulate it so articulate the qualm of the I can't quite place it, but I feel like if I do see the film like you're saying, I can appreciate what they put out, you know?
Yeah, like because they couldn't put out a lot of stuff about the drama either because that would have given it away, so they had to use more of their comedic beats. But it's like a different, it's a hard film to like put in a genre exactly because it's not like. So if you, like, compare it to, like, Lady Bird.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's, like, that classic, like, teenage age,
right,
high
right.
school kind of thing. Whereas she, like, during, like, a really, like, big emotional or like sad scene, like it would be broken by comedy. This wasn't.
Right. Okay.
So does that kind of help you a little bit?
It kind of makes sense now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're not using, like, that's like a main differentiation that I feel like.
Yeah. Like, the way that Lady Bird presents itself is different.
Much more comedy.
Much more comedic. Right. There's much more comedic beats in Lady Bird than it is in Love, Simon. Because they don't break it up. They don't break up the drama.
It's a heavy kind of film. Just like the nature of any kind of gay thing revolving coming out is always going to be heavy, blah, 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 whatever. So, they did a really good job of what they have.
Right.
And what they can show you without giving stuff away. Mm-hmm. I understand that kind of makes it a little difficult to know what you're walking into exactly.
Right.
But I feel like they were also pulling on a lot of people that read the book.
Right. And I...
Which had been very successful.
Right. It's a huge, huge YA novel.
Yeah.
Very successful. I think there was like a sequel or something to it based on like the female character that was in the film, I think.
I like that they used the like hetero coming out scene.
That was really good.
I was like, that's good because we're going to emphasize that it won't be a completely doom and gloom movie. But then I was like, I guess that's just for the lesbian characters.
No.
It's all doom and gloom and no comedy. Whatever.
Oh, no.
But hopefully we'll make another major teen film with gay characters with girls.
Unfortunately, in 2018, this is an opening door to media and the success of, you know, Love, Simon and everything, so.
Yeah. And, like, I liked the film.
Yeah.
In general, but, like.
Yeah. I mean, you probably already have a feeling as to what I'm going to rate it. I rated it 3 out of 5. Again, needed that little pep, just a little bit more. But understanding what the
that
film.
That it's not, like, comedy film.
Right, exactly. Which, that's what it felt like it was presented to me. Like, it was trying to be, like, a comedy film.
I think they were trying to do that to present it as a lighter film. Because it is, like, there are light times. And, there's, like, light things for the story and all that. But it's, like, I feel like at the same time, when you're presenting it for the high school audience.
You
don't want to present it as a doom and gloom, and it's really, really hard to, like, go out there and present it.
Yeah.
Not with any comedy beats for a gay film.
Yeah.
Because that's really, really hard, and that's already, like, a major reality of life and all the other films and stuff, so it's like,
yeah,
you got it.
We gotta.
You have to give people something to at least look forward to.
Onto something, which I understand, so. How about you? What is your rating?
I feel like I'm too biased.
I mean, but that's fine. I mean,
I had put a 5, but I feel like also it probably didn't exactly deserve a 5.
Right. 4
probably
and a half.
Like a 4.
4? Okay.
Well, I think I was just kind of like,
5.
And I was like, no, Mary,
maybe
not
let's
a 5.
Take it back a bit.
Let's put 4. That probably sounds better.
All right. Cool. All right.
Great.
On to number 12. Almost there, Marianne.
Okay.
We're almost there.
My eyes aren't all the way closed yet. Let's power through.
Everything
is fine. Okay. Number 12.
A Star is Born. My note literally is, honestly, I don't know. A lot goes on, but the pacing is good, but it feels like it shows too much? Question mark. That's my whole note.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I agree about the pacing being good, but I was like watching it and I was like, I don't want to be watching this trailer anymore.
It's like, can it end? Or
I know, I was just like, are we done?
Yeah. I didn't know how to feel about it. I didn't know how to balance off on it. It was a strange thing because this film has been redone. Like, this is like the third or fourth time, I think.
At least the third.
That it's like being redone. And I heard someone talk about A Star is Born. And they said it's like, it's a weird film to put out now because there's really no true rock star anymore. Like, there's someone really coming up from the roots anymore. Everyone's like already starting from somewhere. So I thought that was a really interesting way to look at it and saying it's like, it's really not for this time, this film, because of the fact that back in the 20s or back in like whenever the first film came out, probably not the 20s, probably like the 50s or something.
I think it is like the
50s. And then it came out in the 70s.
Those
two eras, that's how you started with music, you know?
Right.
It's not so
you got discovered in a coffee shop.
Right, exactly. Whereas now it's like more, it's more internet based where you get discovered, or it's more television reality show based where you get quote unquote discovered or whatever.
Right.
So I feel like it just, knowing that, it kind of puts damper on the film, and it kind of is just like, okay, so obviously this is like, you're trying to show that this is quote unquote real, but it's not. Issues. Yeah. How did you rate it?
Yeah, but I was like, I'm sure it's going to be a good film.
No, I mean,
I was like, but
my
not
parents,
for me.
Yeah, my parents loved it. They were like, both of them were sobbing.
And I've heard that everybody really has enjoyed it. And it's been like a really well done film and everything like that. And I was like, maybe I'll just watch some of the singing scenes.
Yeah, the
and
singing,
call
I think,
it a day.
I feel like if you just watch like the Coachella part, I think you'll be fine.
And like, telling Kelsey before, the best version of this trailer is when they redid it with Kermit and Miss Piggy.
It's true.
It was really good. I enjoyed that version a lot more than the actual trailer. Yeah, not a film I would go to for myself. I gave it a 2 to be nice.
I
could have given it lower, but I was like,
yeah. I gave it a question mark out of 5.
Okay.
I literally just couldn't rate it. I didn't know how to feel about it. It's just, I feel like it's been so overplayed and just
overhyped
and everything. I could just be like, all right, it's there. You know, maybe I'll watch it. I don't know. The trailer was just so strange to me.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. It just was like, what am I watching again?
What's happening?
So yeah, question mark out of 5.
You were like, am I just watching Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga? Not really sure.
Like, I couldn't not see them as Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
I know. That was hard.
That was difficult.
Like, Lady Gaga was better disguised.
Right, because of her hair.
But you know,
yeah, like, she was better immersed into the character.
But Bradley Cooper was literally, like, I'm looking at Bradley Cooper.
He just looked at Bradley Cooper, and he just put his vocal register more into fryness and lower everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 13.
Right, moving right along.
Lucky number 13. We're almost there, guys.
Okay.
We have maybe like 20 more minutes of discussioning, I think.
Discussioning.
Maybe not. I don't think that much. Probably.
We'll see how long
we make it. Yeah. We're so close.
Okay, the end is in sight. Stick with us, everybody. Okay, number 13 is The Favorite, which has been getting a lot of buzz lately.
Recently. It's a newer film.
Yeah, it's a newer release. Came out in December. I contemplated us doing this instead of Mary, Queen of Scots, but then thought Mary, Queen of Scots would be better, and then instantly regretted it.
Yeah.
So, sorry, and I'm happy to be doing it now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Very British.
It was very interesting.
Very independent and very British and French. I thought the actress, the black-haired actress.
Rachel Weisz.
Yep, that's her. I'm pretty sure she was in The Lobster recently. The one with Colin Farrell. Where
I know that she was in Disobedience.
Oh,
with
that's
Rachel
definitely. Maybe that's not her.
They had sex.
Is Rachel Weisz French?
Not really.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah,
I don't know. I might be thinking of a different actress. I don't know. I don't have the behind the trailer facts, so.
Anything's possible.
I don't know if there going to be a lot of physical comedy in this thing?
I don't know. I haven't seen the film yet.
Through the trailer, though. A lot of physical comedy.
Yeah.
I was like,
I don't know if they used it all.
I'm very happy that they're doing another period drama with lesbians in them.
Hello, everyone.
This is why we're doing it.
I am here.
Is it a horror film? there's a lot of, there's a crazy twist that happens, and I'm just like...
Right. This was very unexpected.
Yeah.
My honest to God note is, looks funny, but also a little crazy.
Yeah, I'm like,
kind of in a very, shocked. Like, in like a, how do I say? In like a Lizzie kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right? It was like that, you know, wispy winds of the fields, and I'm gonna draw a gun on you.
Right.
I'm like,
when she
what?
And then it's when she like almost shot at Emma Stone's character, and then Emma Stone's character shot the bird and got the blood on the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I was just like, what is going on?
What is happening right
I
now?
I know. And honestly, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, intrigued, but also like did not expect to be intrigued in this way.
Right. I thought I was gonna be intrigued because of the fact that there's a romance going on in Victorian England.
Yes.
Not so much that
yes,
someone's gonna try
exactly.
and murder someone in
I
the middle
I didn't think
of
they
castle.
Were gonna try and like I had read the plot line ahead of time when I was researching trailers for us to do just in general for the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I read that it was gonna be something like someone else comes up and kind of usurps the other person's place.
Right.
But I thought it was going to be more like your typical, like, British independent film
right,
kind of
exactly.
feeling where it's, like, they're going behind each other's backs and doing a lot of sabotaging in other ways. Not, like,
right.
a straight-up, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah, not going to be, like, you're mine. Like,
I wasn't don't. Expecting anybody to go and try and shoot anybody. I was
right.
going to be, like, I thought it was going to be more of, like, rumors and gossip
right.
and those kinds of ways of pushing people out and like that kind of stuff. That's what I expected. And
right.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, oh, okay.
Also, hysterical that
yeah.
this is happening and the queen's just chilling like, it's fine. They can fight over me like
dogs.
You're
like, whatever. That's good.
It's fine.
I'm the queen.
Whatever.
Yeah. It was interesting.
But the first opening, the actual like, the opening to this trailer was really humorous, and I was like, and in a way that I was like, that's going to make non-historical people want to watch this film.
Oh, absolutely.
The thing where she falls over
oh,
and she's
yeah.
like,
and I was just like,
I hate it when I pass out, somebody called me fat.
I was shocked at the writing. I'm curious to know who's writing this.
I have a
lot of questions. And a lot of it has to do with the behind the trailer facts, honestly.
Right?
And I'm like, God damn it, why don't we do this?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I thought Mary, Queen of Scots was going to be better.
You know what? I did too. Boy, were we wrong.
Yeah.
I'm still seeing trailers for that film, even though it's pretty sure it's been open
on
for like
the
a while.
Television.
I know.
I see trailers, and I'm like, this is the worst
I'm like,
trailer
no,
I've seen.
Don't.
Please turn it off.
My mom was like, oh, it looks so good. I'm like,
You're like, just listen to our review.
Yeah.
So what'd you rate it?
3.54.
That's
out
what
of five.
I did, because I had 4, and I was like, no, 3. And I was like,
3.5, 4. Out of 5.
Just because it was confusing?
Yeah, because I didn't know what quite was going on, and I had questions that should
yeah.
be probably answered if I just go onto Internet Movie Database, but I'm not going to.
Because this is a short episode.
As we draw near to 2 hours.
Yep, we're getting close to the 2-hour mark, folks.
We're almost there.
We can do it.
And right. with that, we are on our last trailer.
You have almost made it to the end, everyone.
God, if God. God.
God.
If you're listening, it's me, Kelsey.
Hi,
if,
God, it's me, Margaret.
Yeah,
style.
Exactly. If you're still listening, God bless you. I salute my, I tip my hat to you, because you made it.
You almost made it. Is
yes.
what Kelsey means to say. You
oh, that's
have
true.
Almost made it.
Yeah.
One more.
Still, one more.
One
and
more.
That one is, oh, thank you, A Fantastic Woman. This is the winner of the 2018 Academy Award for Best Foreign Film. Yeah. Marion, would you like to start?
Sure.
Guess not.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My first note is I'm not really sure what's happening here.
Okay.
I was like, there's some element of an affair
mm-hmm.
that looks like it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then
see,
I was like,
I didn't get that.
Oh.
I thought, because I know that the, I don't know if you know what the plot of this film is. It's about a trans woman.
I figured that she was trans, like I could pick up on some vibes.
Mm-hmm. Who is actually played by a trans woman. which I was like, praise Jesus. And she actually presented an award at the Academy Award. I think she was like the first transgender woman to present an award at the Academy.
Yes, because Laverne Cox hasn't done any movies.
No, she hasn't. Yeah,
it's like she'd be the only other one.
And I think she would probably be more Emmys to present Emmys or Golden Globes
because she hasn't been in any movies.
Films, yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Laverne Cox has not because no films. Because
she hasn't done any films.
Got it.
I didn't get that.
Okay,
you know?
So not knowing the actual plot, besides the fact that there was a trans character, I was like, okay, because he was having dinner with the other woman, and then all of a sudden was making out with this other person.
I thought they were the same people.
No, oh no, I picked it up as somebody totally different in the beginning. I thought that was the person that was
sitting
then later
the,
was
the
like
getting the cake
at the very beginning.
Yeah,
you know, when they were sitting.
Yeah, getting the cake.
And then the person at the table kind of looked more to me like the
singer.
No, not the singer, because the singer is the other chick.
Yeah,
this trans person.
Yeah.
And then I assumed that the person sitting down at the table with him was the person that then later is like, don't come to the funeral.
Oh, no. Those are two different people.
Well, then, this trailer did not do a very good job of explaining that. Because then it looked like their relationship was
a
secret.
I think it was A, secret,
like
and
that.
B, I think it was the fact that, I think that might have been his daughter.
Oh.
That was like, don't come to the thing because like she didn't want this woman there. His daughter was transphobic.
There you go.
Yeah.
I knew what you were saying.
But it was all about this woman's journey of grieving.
Okay.
And
I get that.
Yeah.
And I like got that aspect.
In a perspective of being a trans woman in a different country rather than America.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But then the trailer definitely made it seem like it could have been an affair because like the lighting was very
right.
Like,
it was very affair-y, and it was everything.
The red lighting, they were making out in hallways and other stuff like that, and I was like, okay, so this is an affair. I was like, that kind of sucks.
I think it was maybe like it started as something and then it like evolved because like they were living together and everything, and like even
you can't always tell if you're actually living together or if you're just with each other for some short periods of time.
But the fact that like even the medical doctor was like, oh, like are you Oliver's or Oscar's like partner, and
Orlando.
She was like, Orlando, thank you, partner, and she was like, yeah, and like she was like, well, when I was like, when we were going to bed, he started to feel sick and passed out. So I feel like they had to be at least living some degree together.
No, I kind of took that as they were still actively having an affair and she was just kind of
I didn't get the affair vibe to it.
Yeah, so I was just like, well, you have to say you're going to bed if you're like...
Right.
No.
Right,
okay.
No.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, interesting perspective.
Yeah.
I just thought the...
I wish that the trailer had been better to kind of make this...
The clear that it's like, these are two separate like people that are... Oscar?
Orlando.
Why do I keep going back to Oscar? Oscar has in his life...
Because it won an Oscar.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and I just wish that they'd done a better job establishing that they were actually in a relationship and not just having, like, an affair or, like, things on the side.
Just being like, we're gonna make out, blah, blah, blah.
Because that's what it looks like. Like,
it
show scenes of people, like, having sex and things like that, that's not telling me that they're in a relationship.
Right.
That's
it's just
telling me that
they're just having an affair.
Because when you're having an affair, you're doing it for, like, the sex and this.
Right.
Like,
but, like,
you're generally not doing it for the relationshipy bits.
I got through it, that's because he was celebrating her birthday, he was watching her sing at her job or something, and, you know...
The other person at the table wasn't her. I was like, oh, he found her when he was literally supposed to be celebrating his wife or whoever's birthday, and he just started to, like, make out with the singer.
Interesting.
See?
Yeah.
A little bit clearer.
A little bit clearer. It might have been better for you. I thought the...
Yep.
Image of her standing in front of the mirror was really interesting.
I can't remember that exact scene.
They were bringing like a mirror or like a window or something, and it was like, and like it kind of wobbled and it kind of like distorted her body, and I thought that was a really interesting maybe possible take on like dysphoria or gender dysphoria and like how you perceive yourself, especially in a time of grief. No matter like what your gender identity is, you still kind of start to look at yourself differently because of the fact that your brain is kind of flipped on its head. Especially because she's having hallucinations of Orlando, in the
crushing
car.
It.
Yeah. One to three, guys. Like, she's having visions and everything, and she's having this, like, kind of, like, out-of-body experience, you know, which is a really interesting concept, especially with a trans woman, I think, personally. Granted, I don't know the trans experience because I am not. However, I just thought it was the way that they're showing grief versus grief within the idea of gender, mm-hmm. I thought was interesting. Just doing hand motions now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The trailer didn't catch my interest.
Okay.
Really. Kind of immediately, like, put off.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were having an affair.
Oh.
And I was like, back to the affair talk. Well, honestly, no. Like, because at the beginning, I was like, don't put trans people in an affair. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, you're just like,
I sat for the rest, but I was just like.
Yeah. Okay.
I was over it.
Yeah.
As a trailer itself, it obviously.
It was very European.
Obviously was not very clear or well put together in my opinion, considering that I couldn't follow it.
Right. Especially since you thought it was about an affair.
Exactly. See? Exactly. Like, this is how badly I was aimed. I don't know.
No. We don't know. You know what? I still haven't seen
Kelsey?
So
I was going to say. Maybe they are having
an affair. Maybe they are having an affair. Who knows? But.
What'd you rate it, Kelsey?
4 out of 5.
Okay. So I think in all of my thing, I just didn't give anything below a 2. So I gave it a 2.
You know what? It's better than nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you gave 1 a question mark. I guess my 2 is way better than
I think that's better than that. So, guys, we did
you
it.
You made it.
You made it down
now
to
you
the
can
end.
Congratulate
I
them.
Salute
Go
you.
Tip your hat.
I will tip your hat, tip my hat to you. No, but thank you for sticking around. Thank you for sticking around this year. We started this podcast in March. We love doing it. I'm hoping.
Getting get emotional now. Jesus.
I really much enjoy doing this. This has been a dream of mine. I want to thank you for listening to us in all of our crazy episodes, between the unedited episode, between our episode 0, between our bonus episodes where we just literally recap movies so you can still see them, hopefully.
Or
I just want to
not see them, whatever you want to do.
It's up to you. But I just want to thank you for a great 2018. Here's to a phenomenal 2019 in podcasting. And Marianne, thank you for being my intrepid co-host this year, and for the years to come, and, yeah.
Wow. That was so unexpected, and I didn't think of anything.
It was
I didn't
all
write
off
a
the
speech.
Top of the brain. I didn't write a speech.
I feel like a person that won an award that didn't have anything prepared. They're just like, I was so annoyed, I didn't think I would
thanks,
win.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
For my Emmy, I'd like to thank.
I like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press.
See, I'd be the dick that gets up there and like thanks the wrong people. I'd be like my producer, and then give the wrong name like for another thing I'd been in throughout the year, and I'd be like, I'm thanking everyone wrong, but thanks to everybody.
Great.
thanks. Yeah, it's been a great year. Like, this was a brand new adventure for us, and I'm so happy we did it, and that we kind of, like, took the plunge.
Could you say we jumped right in?
Yeah, I was trying to, like, not do that.
Can we not make took the plunge our catchphrase?
You mean you don't want that to be the 2019?
Please no.
But yeah, so this was great, and I wouldn't have done this if you hadn't said, we're buying microphones today, we're doing it, and I was like, okay, I guess we're really doing it.
We're doing
so, like, it was good to have that person that committed to this and things like that and, like, sat down and was like, we're doing it right now. So, thankful for you. And you're just, like, the best co-host I've ever asked
you're
for.
You're the best
you...
co-host ever
Kelsey.
That a person can ask for.
Kelsey.
We're going to have this discussion off mic so we don't run over 2 hours.
Okay, I have a whole 6 minutes. Anyway.
We still have to do business.
Okay. Oh, shit. It's been a great year. I'm glad that we thought of the idea of doing this episode at the end where we can really talk about everything we missed and things like that. And hope to do that in the future because obviously no matter how many episodes we do, we'll never be able to cover everything.
No. Well, yeah, and I think this is a good idea for future episodes. Like, even if we do, like, every... I mean, I think the San Diego one's a good...
Yep.
For, like, every 6 months, like a breakdown. And I think that 2 breakdown episodes a year is just perfect.
Yes, because honest to God, I could not do any more.
If I do another breakdown episode within the next month, I will cry.
Watching 14 trailers was...
It's a lot.
Insane.
I was sitting in my chair yesterday evening, just, like, sinking into my chair going, oh my God.
Are we done?
Yeah.
But this has been great. And, like, I know that with anybody else, it wouldn't have been as great of an experience.
Oh, so
thank
happy.
You so much, Kelsey.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I can't wait for more podcasting to come in 2019.
Me too.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So, guys, don't forget to subscribe in iTunes. Rate us 5 stars in the iTunes app or iTunes online.
Yes. That's how other people can see and find our podcast. That's the easiest way for us to get boosted.
More listens,
yep.
So you guys can get more trailers to be discussed about.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to us about any of these trailers in a good breakdown length, you can email us at toomanytrailers@gmail.com. That's TWOManyTrailers@gmail.com.
And if you have shorter responses or things that require things like GIFs or hashtags, things like that, et cetera, please feel free to reach out to us on social media platforms through Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We are at all of those at Too Many Trailers, TWO Many Trailers.
Have a great New Year's. Let it be safe. Call an Uber, call in Lyft. Have fun, but just don't make stupid decisions because
right.
We want you to listen to our episodes in
2019. If you're dead, you can't listen to our podcast.
There's no podcasting in heaven, people.
I don't think.
I mean, who knows? There could be.
It's true.
This is a discussion for another time.
Anyway, you can tell how late it is by how we're talking at this
God.
Point. But yeah, so have a safe rest of your new year and into the beginning of 2019.
Excelsior.
Oh, God, that was so sad.
Let's make it better. Bye, guys. We love you.
See you in 2019.
Bye.